Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs trade Chris Bryant to the Colorado Rockies for superstar third baseman Nolan Arenado. Keep it here for the latest on this blockbuster move by the Cubs on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Breaking news on 670 The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Certainly appreciate that. Even when we're giving you false information, you still listen. God bless you. There's no Chris Bryant trade.
Yeah.
Stop it, Kevin. God. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to play it. It's like,
you don't know me at all, do you?
Don't print the obituary. Even if the guy is still alive, that's the rule.
I've got yours written.
I know you do. Son of a dog. Every time I shake his hand, he feels my pulse. That's how he rolls. Our thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made.
Yes, reading strictly from the teleprompter. Our thanks to Kevin Zipak. We love you, Kevin.
Taking a look at the Menards 670 weather in one word. Cold. In several words, bone-chilling cold.
Our thanks to Stuntsat in this morning for Ray. Bless you, kind sir.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
He went through hell this morning. And now we welcome in Dan and Connor, Dan Bernstein, Connor McKnight, a couple of the great score personalities.
Morning, guys.
You took the advice to layer up quite to heart, didn't you?
Oh, you have no idea. I've been slowly taking off clothes all morning. You should see what I have. I have
more
enough
tartan?
Stuff. I got more. Yes. I have to go walk through this, and I'm determined to do it. And I am ready to climb Everest if it comes to it. No problem.
Yeah, but you're going to pay like the $80,000 to have the Sherpas literally carry you up.
Yeah, I'm going to disappear on the mountain. Don't get me wrong.
Sure, you're going to get lost up there. It's a nice Sherpas. Look for you. What tartan is this? Is that the family?
This is just a scarf. Okay. This is nothing. No, right. This is just a...
I'm always curious.
I don't know who gave it to me, but I have, I've got all the... I've got tons of gear on.
All the swag.
See, just because you know your family tartan, your family crest, you know your castle.
I know my family crest.
I know the McNaughton tartan. It is ugly as McNaughton. That's our clan's name. Uh-huh. We went to McKnight as you come overseas and whatnot. But yeah, McNaughton's tartan is it's all of the colors. It's vomit
is that
color.
Scottish or Irish?
That's Scottish.
Yeah, McNaughton sounds Scottish.
We're Irish. And so we basically.
Where are the McNaughtons from?
We are from. It's a.
Scotland. You can tell me. I speak the language
Loch
there.
Fine, yeah, yeah. In and around it's, there it's is where the language. Castle is. Yeah, our family castle is now owned by a South American optometrist. It's his house.
Our family castle,
or Brian Johnson of AC/DC, who
one
I think has
one of the two.
Doesn't he live like he's got several Scottish castles?
I think there's a number of them. Yeah.
How many generations removed?
Scotland many,
30 or thereabouts.
Scotland many, but Ireland not so many. Our Irish ancestor came over. He was a bagman for the Irish mob, and he thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll lose him. I'll drop the O off the last name. O'Connor was the last name. I'll just drop the O. They'll never find me. They found him. They found him.
So you actually are O'Connor McKnight.
My mother's last name is Connor. That's where I got my first name. They were O'Connor when they came over.
O'Connor.
He's O'Connor.
That's how it works.
I'm first generation, pal. My folks came off the boat. The boat. Think about that. They didn't fly here. They actually took a boat.
Not like the horses. Like when they had,
right,
they
can
horses
fly the
over.
Horses.
Right,
the
right.
horses are flying in that time. In fact, but the Mulligans came over a different way. That makes sense to me.
It's crazy.
I get it.
It's a long boat ride.
Everybody's got these stories. My great grandfather was a stowaway. He was a 13-year-old stowaway on a ship, and they told him, you better get out of here. Bad things happening. And I don't know how they landed in Omaha, but must have had a lot of speed. But
hold on!
Yeah. Steam,
coming
man.
In hot!
Connor, have you been to Scotland and Ireland?
I've been to neither. I've only been out of the country twice.
Oh, you need to go to
Canada.
Both.
I know,
and then
I want to. My brother... Coward. I want to, badly. My brother and sister-in-law did the whole travel. That's what they found the castle. They heard the tales and whatnot.
If you go back, you're going to be like discovered and reinstalled as king or something,
that'd be
right?
Cool. That'd be super cool.
Go to your birthright, remove the sword from a stone.
It seems like you could get, somebody named Connor charges. McKnight yeah. could get like a discount ticket on Aer Lingus. Just because you're named Connor McKnight.
I mean, my brother's Ian McKnight, he asked. He couldn't get the discount. It wasn't the 10% for old Ian.
How does he spell it?
I-A-N.
Okay.
I-A-I. Or E-A-N.
My brother-in-law is Scottish as they come. Still lives over there. And he's spelled I-A-I-N.
I-A-I-N. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's I-A-N.
I think it is, at least.
The Irish and the Scottish are completely different. You realize that.
Oh, very, very.
You're going out of your way to make sure of that.
Well, fully aware.
Trying to let you know.
Thank God.
I'm half one and half the other is the thing.
Yes.
Meanwhile, this city is a zoo. This is a near what? Us, because my walk from where I park to
everywhere?
Here is with all the hotels and the buses, like NBA China, the buses were queuing up down here. There are buses in front of every, because all the staging areas for these coach buses for all the official all-star stuff at these major hotels. China. It's been just the walk here was crazy.
I was wondering why the zebras were running over there. That's English pronunciation of the word zebra.
Thank you.
Just in English, keeping with this.
Yeah, Irish and Scottish are all completely different, right?
Totally different countries.
Very different.
But do the Scots know, David, that they're a different country?
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, proudly.
Because they've never really declared any independence.
Proudly.
No offense to the Scots.
Did you ever read?
We've tried dozens of times.
David Faraday wrote a golf book, a silly little parody called A Nasty Bit of Rough. Have you read it?
He's from Northern Ireland.
Correct. But have you read the book?
No.
Totally different.
He's a character, though.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
But it's a very, it's a laugh out loud funny book that includes a long form joke that he does attribute to Billy Connolly, who's his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
But
Billy
he
Connolly's
is
hilarious.
But the way Faraday goes after Scotsman, I mean, it traffics in all sorts of these stereotypes. He portrays the Scotsman as just these like primitive and brutish compared to the Irish and in this particular book. It's really and the jokes, it's just these theme jokes that just keep coming. So he pulls no punches.
Favorite score memories in the last 10 years since I started working is when Faraday was just driving around.
He called in
and happened to be listening to you and Terry.
No, it's Rosner.
It was you and Barry. It was you and Terry doing the show, but Barry was in. And he just calls in and is like, you two are daft.
Do you remember what we were talking about?
He begins talking for no
reason. You're
daft? Yeah, he called. They had him on the phone for 25 minutes.
He was driving to the Quad Cities Open from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sure.
And he was listening. And we were talking. It was the day that former Oakland A's manager Dick Williams was arrested for wandering pantsless around a hotel. And Barry kept making the point was once you're past 72, pants should be optional and you should be indemnified from any prosecution for being pantsless. And then Faraday says something like, I want to talk about the guy wandering around to the breezeway. And he was compelled to give his thoughts.
One of my favorite days. Yeah. Absolutely favorite.
This is just wild down here. There's some police escort going on here. And apparently this is my cousin's so brilliant. The brilliant doctor decides that he's going to have his younger son bar mitzvah this weekend. He said his room block at the Westin just got kicked out for LeBron.
That's great. That's a great story.
That's pretty cool.
They moved him over to the Hilton because LeBron's like, yeah, I'm going to need these rooms. I'm going to need these rooms. I'm going to need some more rooms here. And they're like, well, guess what? Move the Jews.
Well, but Adam is here,
right?
LeBron is not going to be back.
No.
Yeah, but the family's all coming in. We get family from all over.
I'm saying the black family business, I would imagine, would be one that they'd want to hang on to as opposed to the rarity of LeBron turning up.
Right. We should say his last name is Black. We should specify that.
Did I confuse anyone? I was referencing your cousin.
Yes, but that would be the thing that, hey, you're going to be around here. Maybe this will be repeat business. Nah.
They
kicked him out. Is he unhappy about it?
I think they gave him enough warning that we had some time in advance. But
LeBron. How does he carry so much sway?
Oh, who the hell does he think he is?
You should call him back and let him know that LeBron's invited to the bar mitzvah if he wants to show up.
Have him come up, sure.
If he doesn't have any other plans this weekend.
Does LeBron have a party? There's got to be a LeBron party, right?
I was talking to a friend who's got a friend that's DJing the thing, and it is just, it's lockdown. I mean, it's just nobody gets anybody's extras, and there is just LeBron and his people.
Jordan's party will be better, though, right?
You would imagine. Right?
This sounds like when my wife had planned a wedding at one of the boutique hotels down here, and the entire top floor was reserved by Beyonce and Jay-Z. And talk about lockdown. Like, they have their own private security army at every door, at every – they've got their people. And there's some that they'll pick up depending on where they go. They don't necessarily fly with them. But, like, their security captains – Their officers are with them full time. She was describing the operation to me of just how they handle everything. And at one point, there was a guy, big, huge dude, who was like an off duty Chicago cop or whatever. And he was just standing by this doorway, and my wife walked in. She's like, "Are you allowed to be at ease or at all, or stand down?" And he kind of like, "No," and she's like, "Can I get you a snack?" He's like, "Yeah, that'd be great." He goes over like the little hospitality area up there, because there's just water, like cheese and crackers. I was like, "Oh, thanks." Like, you should, don't tell anybody that I'm eating on the job. I'm not supposed to. But it's pretty intense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm just saying, is that because you have so much money that someone's going to try to steal you? I don't think. I mean, it might be overkill.
But when you have
just that
all
much
the money,
security, you have your own private army.
It's high. I mean, everybody knows that everyone's in this town this weekend. You know, the crashing probably is at its peak this weekend.
We got an email yesterday when we were talking about the. There's another particular profession that is also descending upon Chicago, and a guy sent an email, and I don't know how he has access to some of this stuff, but more than one person said that there are. It's not just the regular escorts that are here. Apparently, he said there are 15, like, there's a certification that you get.
It's like All-Star Weekend for them,
it's
too?
Also, yeah. It's porn stars.
Okay.
That apparently...
Drip. Drip. Drip.
That apparently in Chicago at the moment there has been a surge in available porn stars, like actual name stars by the hour or hours. So there's money flying around.
Oh, boy.
It's just that kind of weekend.
I mean, you know.
You take a look at that call. It was perfect.
I thought they were here for the bar mitzvah.
Good, clean family show until you had to bring up prostitution. I don't get it. Well, I mean.
That's part of the deal. It's part of the economics.
Deal. When did Chicago become the red light district?
We have done things that everybody said couldn't be done.
Wow. What have you today?
Well, we're really busy. We are going to start the show with a piece of tape from a Chicago Cub with a startling admission that I think this is missed for whatever reason. I don't know why this isn't getting the attention that it deserves, but it's something that I think is material to the Cubs and informs the decision that they made in the offseason. We've got the Midday Midway at 10:40. Rick Fox is going to join us today.
All right.
So we'll talk some basketball with him. Got to get into some of this Houston Astros stuff, some of what Dallas Keuchel said yesterday, that the totality of the Astros story is so bad. It's so awful. And I will not let them declare that this is over or they're turning the page. They're not allowed to do this. They don't get control of this. They don't get – and I've seen them now. That means
it's all over.
Jason Stark said they are forever. They're right there with the 1919 White Sox, with Lance Armstrong, with any sports cheat that you want, Rosie Ruiz, that they are right there with any of it, and they will be there, and they have to understand that.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.